really leading into the question of appropriate upfront tissue testing nowadays for non-small cell lung cancer, what it was 8 days ago and what it is today. So how would you think through testing the tissue of a newly diagnosed patient with an adeno non-smoker who's sick?
Well, I think it's dependent on how quickly you can get test results back. I think it's always important to emphasize chemotherapy is never a wrong choice. You know, if you look at all of the trials of chemotherapy versus targeted drug X, Y, or Z, the chemotherapy always does relatively well. And if you compare it to outcomes of patients who don't have a driver mutation, you know, it's still better than that. So if you're not sure, chemotherapy is going to be the choice if they don't have a driver mutation more than 8 days ago. And if they do have a driver mutation, if you don't know the result, that it's going to take a couple weeks to get that result, starting with chemotherapy is not going to harm them. You know, we've not seen survival differences, overall survival differences for patients, you know, in most of the randomized trials of EGFR TKI versus chemo, ALK drug versus chemo. And so you're not harming the patient if you start them with chemo if you don't know. So if you don't know, start with chemo. But we do want to get EGFR, ALK, and ROS as fast as possible, ideally within a week.
And would you say the current algorithm is in a patient with non-squamous, regardless of smoking history, who has negative for EGFR, ALK, and ROS1, that they need multiplex testing, next-generation sequencing at some point?
Absolutely. I mean, we've identified patients with BRAF, with HER2 insertion mutations, with RET. And in those cases, it provides us another line of therapy, which can be dramatically effective. Again, it's not curing, but it can really change their outcome.
So just to tease out, though, a little bit in terms of, again, the sick patient, which is not necessarily typical, but at your place, how long would it take to get an EGFR and ALK?
So we have a rapid EGFR panel that comes back within a week that's PCR-based, and then we have FISH testing for ALK and ROS.
And could this patient have waited a week?
They could have waited a week.
And how long at your place does it take to get EGFR and ALK?
So if you're Medicare age, you will have to wait 14 days for the tissue to be
removed. I've heard that. Is that really true?
And that's still happening.
Wow. So
it has to do with billing and not patient care, which is very unfortunate. But this lady was young. But even with that, there's this like resistance to not send tissue until the patient gets discharged from the hospital. So we have to discharge the patient from the hospital, and then I have to make a phone call and say, you don't have to wait 14 days, and the tissue will be released. And then some local companies will do EGFR relatively within a week, and the PD-L1 you can have within 2 days. But the next generation sequencing, that takes longer. It can take us 2 weeks to get the results.